The Air Force spent nearly $500 million on airplanes, only to turn them into scrap metal. Now the Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction is wondering why. The planes were Italian-made transports intended for use by the Afghan Air Force. But the Afghans couldn't maintain the planes, and the program ended after they'd only flown for a few hours. Joining me with more is the Deputy Inspector General, Gene Alois. Gene, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
All right, so I looked at the story, and I don't like waste. And it looks as if they bought planes, used them a little bit, and they were still pretty good. Tell us what happened. What did you find?
Well, we found out that they bought these planes from an Italian firm. They were refitted in Italy, I believe, and then sent to Afghanistan. But they were never really flight-worthy and got off the ground very much. I think 234 of 4,500 required flight hours.
How many planes were involved?
There were 20 planes. 16 were in Italy, and 4 are still in Ramstadt, Germany. There are still 4 planes that have not been scrapped.
So, but they made it as far as Afghanistan, these planes.
16 of them did, yes.
So they were airworthy at some point.
Apparently, but from what I was told, the planes were flown from Italy to Germany, and they were so unairworthy that they had to use test pilots to fly them. They didn't want to use regular Air Force pilots.
So these were not new planes off the assembly line. These were old, battered up things?
Old, refitted planes, yes.
Okay, so they made it to Afghanistan, and then what happened?
Well, then they sat on the tarmac there for a number of years with knee-high grass growing through the plains where they were at the tarmac. We noticed them, and we started asking questions about them. And that's how we ended up issuing a letter just a couple of weeks ago. And we have an ongoing investigation, actually, into what happened with these planes.
Because planes, normally can be flown indefinitely if they're maintained properly.
Yes, well, these were not maintained, and it would cost about $200 million more for the operation and maintenance to get these planes apparently to be airworthy.
Well, it sounds like there's more than just a neglect of aircraft. It sounds like there was a programmatic gap here that caused them to be purchased, somehow gotten flown to where they needed to be, and then just sit. I mean, what happened? What was the background to all of this that they were never needed in the first place?
Well, there was a need, they believe, the Air Force believed, for a medium airlift for the Afghan Air Force. And what we're trying to do is figure out how they came upon these planes to suit that need. But shortly after they arrived, they determined this was not the right plane for Afghanistan. It was not the right plane to fly in the weather there. There were not enough trained pilots. And so the Air Force decided, you know what, we're going to scrap these and go to something else. So they decided on going with the C-130s, actually.
So were those purchased used or new, the second set?
The second set, I believe are used, but we're still looking into that as well. And they're looking at purchasing 3 of those.
So these earlier planes, by the way, we're speaking with Gene Alois. He is the Deputy Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. And these planes, what did the Air Force spend in total on that program for these G-222s?
Well, so far, $486 million, nearly $500 million. They sold it to an Afghan firm who is scrapping them, and so far I think we've got $32,000 back for the scrap.
So this is aircraft-grade aluminum scrap?
Yes. And they've taken out the engines and some other parts to sell later, but a grand total of $32,000 for 16 airplanes, which cost... 20 airplanes, which cost $486 million, 16 of which have been scrapped for $32,000.
What does that work out to per pound for the aluminum scrap?
Yeah, not much.
I mean, pennies per pound, right?
Yes.
And this is for a commodity that may sell depending. I mean, it's a commodity, so it goes up and down daily, but it could be a dollar or more per pound if you could sell it in a normal market.
Whatever that turns out to be, this is a huge government waste, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. As I mentioned, we have an ongoing investigation. somebody needs to be held accountable for this decision.
Because there was a letter directly to the Secretary of Defense on this particular matter, and also I think the Air Force Secretary got a letter. Any answer that you've had from them yet on this?
You're correct. We send letters to both Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Air Force. We have not gotten a response yet, no.
I mean, of all the things, I mean, we've talked to you and your boss and also the Iraq counterpart over the years on all of the reports that have come out. Does this seem like kind of emblematic of the kind of waste that you've been finding over the years?
Unfortunately, this is, and this is one of the bigger ones. But, you know, we've reported on, you know, a building, a 64,000K building, which was built in Afghanistan that was never used and not sure it'll ever be used for $34 million. There's just example after example of this in Afghanistan.
So getting back to these planes, it seems like there's always a secondary market for flyable aircraft, or even semi-flyable aircraft. Did any evidence that the Air Force tried to shop them around for somebody that could give you maybe more than $32,000 for the junk?
Well, that's what we're asking. We're asking if they had looked at other alternatives, because we had heard that there were some interested buyers for some of the aircraft. And we've also asked that they not scrap the ones in Germany till we have a chance to take a better look at those to see how well they were refurbished and if any action can be taken against the company that actually performed that refurbishment if needed.
So what else are you working on? I mean, we're not out of Afghanistan yet. How long do you anticipate the Special Inspector General operation to be going?
Well, there's been $104 billion for reconstruction appropriated thus far, and there's still about $16 billion in the pipeline, in addition to the new money that will may be appropriated. So there's still a lot of work to do looking at how that money's being spent.
So you figure you'll have plenty of employment now for the next several years?
I'm sure we'll be around for the next couple of years looking at tens of billions of dollars in how it's being spent, yes.
All right. Gene Alois is the Deputy Inspector General for the Afghanistan Reconstruction. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.